Welcome back to the Thinking Crypto Podcast, your home for cryptocurrency news and interviews. If you are new here, please hit that subscribe button as well as the thumbs up button and leave a comment below. If you're listening on a podcast platform such as Apple, Spotify, or Google, please leave a five-star rating and review. It supports the podcast and it doesn't cost you anything. This content is brought to you by Uphold, which is a crypto platform that I've been using since 2017. You can buy, sell, trade, and earn cryptocurrencies on Uphold. They have 10 plus million users, 250 plus cryptocurrencies, and are available in 150 countries. As with all exchanges, you can buy and sell on them, but I highly recommend you custody your own crypto, not your keys, not your coins. If you'd like to learn more about Uphold, please visit the link in the description. All right, my friends, we got some big news around the SEC and what they're looking to do and what they're looking to stop in crypto. We know Gary Gensler has been fighting on behalf of the incumbents. He's looking to slow crypto down as much as possible. He's not trying to kill it. He's trying to slow it down. And we got Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong just tweeted out, "We're hearing rumors that the SEC would like to get rid of crypto staking in the US for retail customers. I hope that's not the case, as I believe it would be a terrible path for the US if that was allowed to happen. Staking is a really important innovation in crypto. It allows users to participate directly in running open crypto networks. Staking brings many positive improvements to the space, including scalability, increased security, and reduced carbon footprints." He says here, staking is not a security. Here's a good primer. And he provided a great breakdown here about Ethereum's staking model and so forth. This was done on by Paradigm. And then he continues and says, "We need to make sure that new technologies are encouraged to grow in the US and not stifled by lack of clear rules. When it comes to financial services and Web3, it's a matter of national security that these capabilities be built out in the US. Regulation by enforcement doesn't work. It encourages companies to operate offshore, which is what happened with FTX. Finally," he says here, "hopefully we can work together to publish clear rules for the industry and come up with sensible solutions that protect consumers while preserving innovation and national security interests in the US." So, of course, there's many themes here, and one which I've been talking about for years. Goldman Gary Gensler, he is, of course, by pedigree, by legacy, a bankster, right? That's what he is. We know he does the bidding of the JP Morgans, the Goldman Sachs. We see his calendar and how many times he meets with those folks. And he's trying to slow down crypto because what's happening is these banks don't like that money is leaving their savings accounts. It's going into crypto and then people are staking or they're doing yield farming, whatever it is, and earning a very high interest compared to the bullshit interest payments you get from banks now, which is next to nothing. They don't like that, of course, right? Because they can't use that capital anymore. They can't lend it out. And that in itself has its own problem with fractional reserve banking. You know, that in itself is bad, but they don't like that. And Gary Gensler is trying to make crypto staking a security, but obviously it's not. Now, you could have said, he says that crypto lending and borrowing is a security. That's one thing, right? And that could be debated and argued. But then he's saying crypto staking is a security. That is straight up bullshit. And you can see the overreach. You can see the draconian rules and regulations that he's trying to bring to the table here. And I'm glad Brian Armstrong has the balls, let's call it what it is, right, to go out and do this. Because look, the SEC can easily target him and Coinbase. We know they're that type of people, right? They don't have integrity. And we've seen that over and over in the Ripple lawsuit and so forth. So they will do dirty under the table deals, anything they can to line their pockets with fees and fines and whatever. They don't care that if you're in the right or wrong, they just want to collect. They just want to go around shaking companies down. That's what's happening here. And I don't say that, you know, as like a tongue-in-cheek thing. It's legit. You go and see what these people are saying in the crypto community that went in and spoke to the SEC. And when they come out, the SEC uses things against them. You know, they're just not people who the SEC are not people who operate by any type of integrity or by rules and things like that. I think they've become so rotten at their core It's just not there. We've just seen it time and time again, right? Even going back to Bernie Madoff, and they were warned about Bernie Madoff and so forth. It's just time and time again, you see these failures. So, you know, kudos to Brian for calling this out here. And let's see what Gary Gensler and the SEC decide to do as things progress, if they're actually going to target staking, because that's going to be bad. The other layer here is that Brian is right. You know what people are going to do? They're going to send their crypto overseas. They're going to put it on non-custodial wallets that are hosted overseas and earn that way, right? They don't have to go through cash, because staking, you're staking a coin, you're earning the rewards in that coin. I stake Ethereum, Algorand, Cardano, and others. And the SEC and these folks can try to stop it in the US, but it's still going to exist outside of the US across the world. And they're really, really trying to stifle innovation here. And I'm hoping Congress can act, guys. And you know, the big thing that we want to see as well is that Ripple to win this lawsuit against the SEC. That will be a big defeat, not just a defeat of the SEC, but an exposing of the SEC, because as Ripple CEO and their general counsel, Stuart Alderati, has been tweeting out, there's a lot of bad activities and things that are going to get exposed. And, you know, they've been saying the SEC is going to be ashamed of the way they've acted and the things they've done. And I think even Brian Armstrong, if you guys recall, I think it was last year, he tweeted out the SEC has been acting shady because the SEC tried to block Coinbase Lend, and they went about it in a very shady manner. So we're just seeing the habits, the moves, the actions of these people at the SEC led by Gary Gensler, and it's pathetic. And this is kind of unbelievable that it's happening. But, you know, as I've been talking to you guys about, we are in that then they fight you phase, right? First they ignore you, then they ridicule you and laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. So that's the phase we're in, guys. Then they fight you, and we're getting a lot of fighting happening here. And Paul Grewal, who is chief legal officer at Coinbase, he retweeted Brian Armstrong and said the following: staking is not a security. Validators form no horizontal community or commonality. There's no vertical commonality either. Validators don't expect rewards from significant managerial efforts of other validators. They expect rewards primarily from their own efforts and funds. So clearly stating here that the SEC is off base, but you know Gary's going to try to drum up something and try to put together things and go out there and form narratives, because he wants to go around shaking down these companies. He doesn't want to put out clear rules. He wants to use regulation by enforcement. We also got information here that crypto exchange Kraken is facing an SEC probe. Settlement could be coming soon. This is according to Bloomberg. The U.S. regulator is in the late stages of an investigation into the company's possible sale of unregistered securities, according to the report. Now, here are some details of this investigation that the SEC is doing with Kraken. And once again, it's not the full details, just kind of high level. So the SEC probe into whether Kraken offered unregistered securities is at an advanced stage and could lead to a settlement in the coming days, said the person who asked not to be identified, discussing a case that hasn't been made public. It wasn't immediately clear which tokens or offerings are drawing scrutiny. Any action against Kraken could have significant ramifications for the industry, including facing sharp scrutiny in Washington after FTX's collapse. Now, the irony here and the hypocrisy by the SEC is that they didn't do this to FTX, right? Sam Bankman-Fried had the biggest security, a exchange token, FTT, that he was manipulating, and he had it in the Bahamas. And of course, FTX US was involved in that. Sam Bankman-Fried was walking the halls of DC, and he was meeting with the CFTC and SEC. Nothing happened to him. But Kraken, you're selling unregistered securities, right? Unbelievable, guys. And it's pathetic. It just reeks of corruption. It reeks of hypocrisy. And as I said, the SEC lacks integrity. They are rotten at their core. Let's move ahead, because we have here a lawsuit that is against the SEC regarding the status of Ethereum, if it's a security or not. So Eleanor Toretta Fox Business tweeted out, while this is not surprising, it's actually kind of mind-blowing. The SEC is being sued to disclose its position on ETH in the interest of businesses and investors, but instead of being transparent, it's filing a motion to dismiss so we can carry on with RBE. When protection, she asks. And she's absolutely right. And we know there's a lot of ethics violations that happened with Bill Hinman and Ethereum. And once again, this is not about ETH, the assets or the blockchain or whatever. That's a different conversation. This is about the SEC being bribed. Bill Hinman, part of the his law firm, Simpson Thacher, part of the Ethereum alliance, right? And they gave ETH the free pass. But Gary, all of a sudden, and I think this has to do with the Ripple law, so he doesn't want to talk about Ethereum because he knows what took place there. And this is where, once again, we need Ripple to win, and we need the details of Hinman's emails and documents to be exposed, because I think we're going to see a lot of shady business that went down there. Once again, this has nothing to do with Ethereum. I hold Ethereum. It's a matter of the SEC, right? It could have been Cardano. It could have been, look, it could have been XRP, right? Maybe the folks at Ripple would try to work with Bill Hinman or something, right? It could have been any crypto company. The point is not the crypto company. The point is the SEC, that they lack integrity and they allow these things to happen, violated ethics rules and so forth. And so we've got some folks here suing the SEC, which is a good idea, and to put them on the hot seat. Tell us what is going on. Is Ethereum a security or not? And I think this will set and hold some precedents as well, you know, for the future of the crypto market. So if they, you know, these folks are to win, and also Ripple was to win, that's really good news for the crypto market, not just Ethereum, not just XRP, for the entire crypto market. Let's move ahead, guys, because we got some details here that Bitcoin, the Bank of England CBDC, apparently they want to impose a limit of 10,000 euros to 20,000 euros for holdings of a new digital currency once it comes into existence, Bank of England official says. Now, they said this is like a temporary limit, but you know, it just shows, this is why I don't trust CBDCs. I'm not saying that I'm trying to stop CBDCs or they're entirely bad. I just don't trust the people behind them, right? Because banks and governments, they try to impose these things to restrict people and take away freedoms. And this is why it's good that we have alternatives like Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, that we can move value between each other accordingly without having to use a CBDC. So I'm just letting you guys know, I don't like this. And you know, maybe this is just a suggestion, and we'll have to wait and hear you know, what they decide to do, and if they do decide to move ahead with something like this. But just heads up, guys, this is why a lot of people, rightfully so, are concerned about CBDCs. My thing is more on the privacy side. Are they going to track every little thing that I do with CBDCs and how I move the money? I don't want that. And this is the part of the reason why Bitcoin was created, right? Whether you love or hate Bitcoin, the clear use case and the reason it was created is of the governments and banking manipulation of currency and the things they try to do, right? Rules for thee, not for me. So we also got news that according to the release consultation paper on crypto, the UK Central Bank believes the Bitcoin will coexist well with private stablecoins and what they expect to be a mixed payments economy. So I had interviewed some folks about this recently. You know, can stablecoins and CBDCs coexist? This was actually with James Wallace of Ripple. We talked about this. And of course, they're going to coexist in the economy. They'll serve different purposes. But, you know, you're hearing kind of official statements here from the Bank of England that, yeah, these things are going to coexist. And I think that makes sense. So let's move ahead. Here's some not so good news. Dubai's Virtual Assets Regulatory Authority published a 10-part framework for its crypto landscape. Excuse me. However, part of that that report had some language that privacy coins to be banned in Dubai. The use of popular privacy tokens like Zcash and Monero appears to be prohibited in Dubai. Those of you who have been my OG subscribers, what did I talk about years ago, right? And over the years, governments are not going to let privacy coins just run free in the economy. They know that bad actors are going to use privacy coins, and they're going to try to stop it. This is why they created CBDCs. They want to know everything that's happening. So my point is, if you hold privacy coins, be careful. Be careful. You're going to have a target on your back and you got to watch what you're doing. I'm not saying you're doing something illegal, but they have their targets and their eyes on these privacy coins. They want to ban it. And I'm not anti-privacy coins. I think they're great. I think people should have right to privacy and so forth, right? But you think these governments are going to let you move, funds in privacy coins overseas and so forth? Nah, they want to know everything, and that's not a good thing, of course. But we'll see how things progress. But just heads up, once again, that we're starting to see, globally here that they're not gonna let privacy coins exist. But we'll see what they do. Anyway, guys, that's the news. Let me know what you think. Leave your thoughts and comments below. Hit the thumbs up button, and I'll talk to you all later.